Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We recently filed an appeal and also our opening brief in the Maryland counseling ban case. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to discuss this issue is Holly Mead. Well, this case is one that we filed in a federal court. It's a statewide ban that prohibits counselors from providing and any client, minors, and their families from receiving any kind of counsel regarding unwanted same-sex attraction, behavior, or gender confusion. In other words, under this law, Holly, the law specifically says that you cannot say anything against unwanted same-sex attractions, behavior, or identity, but you can only affirm it. So it is clearly viewpoint. It only allows counselors to provide or clients to hear any kind of information that affirms, even though they don't want to have these unwanted attractions, behaviors, or identity affirmed. They want to overcome them. Right. So this is a clear violation of the Constitution. The lower court judge ignored the clear precedent from the United States Supreme Court, and now we have filed our opening brief. It is a strong argument.
Yeah, let's talk about that judge for a minute. I mean, the Supreme Court, they overturned two original cases that upheld similar counseling bans, and that was in NIFLA versus Becerra, right?
Right.
And Pickup versus Brown and King versus Governor of New Jersey. All of those cases, the Supreme Court overturned those, very similar, same kind of counseling bans like you described, where you cannot help minors who are dealing with these unwanted same-sex attractions.
Yeah, and here's something interesting. There's actually three cases that the NIFLA case, which is the Crisis Pregnancy Center case out of California, we represented some crisis pregnancy centers, and ultimately won that case because of the Supreme Court decision a year ago in June of 2018.
Right, because it was pro-life speech.
The state of California is trying to mandate them to speak in favor of abortion. The Supreme Court said that's unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. But in doing so, the state of California relied upon the Pickup case and also the King case. Now, Pickup is the original case. It's the first one in the country that ultimately addressed this counseling ban. And we represented David Pickup and others. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals went the wrong way. We argued that they were off base, that the decision ought to go the opposite way because of the Supreme Court precedent. Right after that, the what's called the Third Circuit Court of Appeals over on the East Coast, governing New Jersey, also upheld a counseling ban. So those are the two original cases. Pickup in California, King in New Jersey. And the attorneys in California were arguing, well, it's no different than the Pickup case. Mm-hmm. The crisis pregnancy centers are just simply professionals, and therefore you can regulate their speech. They don't have the same First Amendment right. And here's something interesting. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected that, and they cited Pickup and King by name. Right. And everyone now agrees that they're overturned. When you do a search on the computer Westlaw database, it says that these two cases, Pickup and King, have been overturned, abrogated by the NIFLA Supreme Court decision. But here's something else, Holly, very interesting, and we pointed it out in our brief. Since this case is in Maryland, we're in what's called the Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, the Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals relied upon Pickup. And in that case, they upheld a ban on certain kinds of counseling, not in the context of unwanted same-sex counseling, but in a different context. And you know what? The Supreme Court referred to that case as well.
So what is this judge in Maryland thinking, just ignoring this decision?
You know, it's crazy because the Supreme Court also overturned the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals decision that also banned a certain kind of counseling. I think it was for something completely outside of the counseling realm, but it had the same application. Mm-hmm. So here's a judge now in Maryland, and this judge is bound by obviously the U.S. Supreme Court and bound by her Court of Appeals, in this case, the Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals.
So it's like she's just putting her fingers in her ears and ignoring this decision?
Yeah, she, in this case, ultimately just simply ignored the Supreme Court, ignored the fact that the Supreme Court expressly by name overruled a Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals decision and overruled the two original counseling bans from the Ninth Circuit Court and the Third Circuit Court. Overruled them by name, not just implying, but stated their names specifically. We don't agree with them. They're abrogated. They're overturned.
So she's trying to make her own law, seems like, you know?
This is an example of a judge that doesn't want to follow the law, that they want to just simply reach a desired result. And, you know, forget the precedent, forget the Constitution. And so this judge in the Doyle versus Hogan case upheld the decision. So here's where we are, and I don't want to throw too many circuit courts of appeal out there, and I know it may get a little confusing if you're not involved in all of this, but here's where we are. We've got appeals pending in what's called the Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. That governs the states of New Jersey, Virginia, those surrounding states. Right. We also have an appeal of a counseling case out of Florida pending in the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. That's in the Southeast.
Right, because we won that counseling ban case in Tampa, and then that was appealed by the city, right?
Right, and so then we also have the other one where the judge in South Florida went the other way on the First Amendment, and again, ignored the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. So we have two cases, one in the Fourth Circuit, one in the 11th Circuit. The 11th Circuit governs Florida, Alabama, Georgia. Now, here's what happened. Here's the amazing thing. The U.S. Supreme Court has already said in the Fourth Circuit actually overruled a specific case that the judge relied upon. And that is now in our favor because of the Supreme Court overruling that case. And they overruled the Pickup and the King case from those other circuits. But what did they do in the 11th Circuit? The 11th Circuit has a case, not regarding unwanted same-sex counseling, but what medical doctors can say. And what happened in that case? They ultimately ruled in favor of the doctor against the Florida law. And then there was a request to rehear it, and then the entire court, not just three judges, but the entire court reheard it again. And guess what the entire court did? They again struck down the Florida law as a violation of the First Amendment. So why is that important? Well, obviously we're in the 11th Circuit, but the Supreme Court cited three cases that it disagreed with and overruled. The Ninth Circuit, Pickup, the Third Circuit, King, both our cases, and the Fourth Circuit, where we are right now. And what did they do with the 11th Circuit? They cited the 11th Circuit decision as one that is correct. Hmm. So here we are. We've got a case pending in both of those circuits, and that's why I am saying we are working hard to get one of these cases to the U.S. Supreme Court. The momentum is on our side. I know that after Pickup, it was discouraging in a sense that the court went the wrong way, but we never gave up. We're not going to give up. As a result of that wrong decision, 18 states, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, passed these statewide counseling bans. And now nearly 60 local entities, governments, passed similar counseling bans. I'm talking about cities or counties. They passed that. And so it started to spread around the country. But it's just a matter of time as we continue to work these cases to go back to the Supreme Court and knock these out around the country. The wind is in our sails, and now it's just a matter of time to get these decisions, to get them up to the high court.
And, you know, I think it's important to clarify, this is not, a lot of the media, a lot of the activists call this reparative therapy. This is not this at all, because our counselors are licensed professionals. They have to adhere to a licensing board. And so this is only about counseling, helping these children who have these unwanted same-sex attractions. So these bans are actually harming them.
Yeah, they refer to this derisively by the word reparative therapy, conversion therapy. Professional counselors never use
that. And that doesn't happen.
And that's not, you know, they try to conjure up in your mind that you're shocking them, you're putting electrodes to their brain. You know, that's just nonsense. And what is the issue here is a person who has stress and they come into a counselor that can help them. And that stress in this case, they find out, is unwanted same-sex attractions. They don't consider themselves gay, but they have these unwanted attractions. They want to overcome them, or gender confusion. And they want to overcome that, consistent with their values and their biblical beliefs. They ought to be able to get the help that they need, and the government has no business micromanaging what goes on in the privacy of a counseling room. Pray that one of these cases that we are working on get to the high court, and these are struck down around the country. Continue to go to our website, learn more, and stand with us as we continue to advance life, liberty, and freedom. lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. lc.org.